Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I hope you won't be disappointed, but I feel like this experience has softened me. And in the midst of me being home and this grief, and I am impressed, as my daughter used the words months ago, by Taylor Swift. I think she is so talented and so driven, and she's good at marketing, and she's pretty, and she's, you know, gives young girls a good role model. And I don't obviously know her, but she seems like a good person. And I saw her concert and I was thoroughly impressed by her work ethic. Like, it was like, wow, work ethic. And in her new album coming out, I saw what was going on in social media about her and Kim Kardashian. And I wasn't paying attention when that originally happened, that thing with, I remember the Kanye moment on stage, and that was traumatic, and taking away someone's moment. That's bad. And that's anecdotal for us. And we read that in a headline, but like, I can't imagine what that must have felt like. But what doesn't kill us makes her stronger. And it, probably that experience made her stronger. And speaking of a Kanye song, and he was with Kim, and, you know, Taylor Swift is probably the nice girl in the cafeteria. And Kim is like the more hot, sexier, more advanced girl in the cafeteria. Right. And Kim got with Kanye. And I guess there was like a frank-invited recording of their phone call saying that Taylor approved something to be in a song, which is saying that Taylor's a liar. But I think about the fact that a couple of months ago during Taylor's tour, because Taylor, I guess, came out in Time magazine and like was on the cover, and she then revealed that it was traumatizing for her, and that she left the country, and you know, it was really bad. And you don't know how she was emotionally, what emotional low. I mean, it sounded really bad, horrible. And I'm sure Kim wasn't thinking about the consequences of her actions. And, you know, I'm going to give everybody that. And Kim's a very hardworking and driven person too, you know, which is interesting. And the only person probably, I mean, there are other people more famous than Kim Kardashian, I'm sure. I don't know. I don't follow fame that closely, but it's inarguable that Taylor Swift is more famous, more relevant, and, you know, now more even global than Kim Kardashian. I mean, she's the Beatles. I mean, 2.0 in an age of social media. So Kim Kardashian, someone who's been successful and also wealthy, and, you know, has a person who's more famous than her, that now tells a magazine about a traumatic experience at the hands of someone else who's extremely influential. And I really thought that Kim would say something, just say something. You know, she's a mother. She's a role model to many and a parent. So to just say like acknowledgement, different time, you know, we all make, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've said a lot of things I shouldn't have said. I said a lot of things that have hurt you. I said a lot of things that I regret. So now we come out and this song comes out and it's Thank You, Amy. Now, the song was probably written a while ago. I mean, people could write songs years ago. And now it's coming out. And Taylor's also a business person and a marketer. And she leaves, I guess, these clues, these little treasure hunts for people to find. And that she is a business person. It's not called Show Friends. It's Show Business. So more albums will sell with these clues. And that's completely her right and her prerogative. And so some people, not that many, some people can't believe that, like, oh my God, you know, it's so, the clues are so big. It's like K-I-M in the song. And it says about, talks about her daughter. And it talks about, my mother wished you were dead. Like, and that's being misconstrued. There's no way that Taylor's not wishing death on someone. She's saying a truth. Like, it's not my business to talk about how someone experiences a trauma. And it sounds like Taylor's saying that this was a trauma in her life. So now this song comes out and people are saying, we hope that this conflict can be put to bed. And did she need to bring the daughter into it and say, like, your daughter, you know, Taylor said your daughter will be singing my songs or something. And Dave Portnoy's opinion has been like her whole family shouldn't be singing it. But what hit me in grieving and being home was, what if Kim Kardashian had said sorry? What if she had said, when the Time magazine article came out, because we're playing devil's advocate, she didn't say sorry back then. She had three chances to say sorry. She still has a chance. So she didn't say sorry when it happened. She didn't say sorry when, I guess, she got caught for it happening. I don't know when that was. She certainly did it, you guys say. So then she didn't say sorry when it happened or when she got caught for it. And she didn't say sorry when, after cooler minds have prevailed and Time magazine, or I think it was Time magazine, puts Taylor on the cover as the most fascinating or interesting or influential woman of the year. And Taylor says it traumatized her. Like, you know what it's like to be a girl and like to go through a very bad experience. And then everyone, the headlines fade and we think she's just like fine now and she's been traumatized. So Kim didn't acknowledge that then. And they're a family that doesn't acknowledge the negative. People are on her page. They don't care. They don't acknowledge. They keep forging through. It's a model. It's, you know, some say it's gaslighting. Some say it's ignoring. Don't ignore the haters, you know. The whole family just moves on through and they're not the same person. The family's they're all different human beings, which we'll get into. So if she had said, I'm sorry, would it have been too late for Taylor to have released the song? Would she have released the song and sent a disclaimer that everybody can change and I accept your apology and thank you as a mother, as a role model, as a woman. And then finally, that fans should not be pitting them against each other. There's no Team Kim, Team Taylor. You shouldn't be feeding and frothing it any more than people should be feeding and frothing a rivalry between Meghan Markle and Kate. Like, they're two different women and they should be acknowledged and supported differently. And many of you will have a problem with me saying that because I said cry me a river about Meghan Markle before her Oprah interview, before she sat down. And I did always have an opinion about the way that things were handled by she and her husband. But you know what? I'm going to apologize to her. I hope she accepts my apology. I'm going to apologize to you. I should not have said that. And I should not have assumed understanding what another person went through as another woman, as a mother. And I know many of you disagree with her choices. Many of you agree. Many of you are hurt by it. It's about, I didn't need to say that, and I'm going to apologize for saying that or anything. I didn't need to say anything. I could have just talked about it the way I just did now. I'm not against Kim. I've met Kim. She's professional. She's nice. She's a nice person from what I've met. I've met Khloé. She's been lovely. I've said positive things about Kim's, you know, makeup and her socks. I've said positive things about all of the Kardashians. I said something once about Kylie's daughter wearing a backpack, thinking I was talking about a decision that Kylie made to put an expensive backpack on her daughter. And people agreed. That doesn't matter that people agree with me and that I got follows and likes. I'm sorry I said it. And a woman named Nancy Rogers, who's good friends with Chris and the family, wanted me to apologize. She said it was it's a child. I wasn't saying it to the child. The child was 2 years old. Like that's, but it doesn't matter. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Kris Jenner for saying that. And I'm sorry that to Meghan Markle. And Ellen DeGeneres called me after I said the first thing and said to me, I really think you should apologize. And she had her reasons for what she believed they were going through. And none of us know what anyone went through, good or bad, right or wrong. We agree, we don't agree. It doesn't matter. I didn't need to say it about another woman. And that's where I think that had Kim Kardashian just said, I'm sorry, that Taylor might have said, I forgive you. And it's okay. We're both strong women and Taylor will once be a mother. And it would have been very different, the result. That's what I feel. So, and while we're at it, while I'm on the apology tour, I am sorry that I commented saying that Travis being the peacock in their relationship. I don't know Taylor or Travis. And I have said really positive things about their relationship and they're both in their moments of glory and they're together. But you know what? I apologize to Travis and his parents who took offense to me saying he's the peacock in the relationship because I'm a voice, but I don't need to talk about things that I really don't know. And I am certainly no one to be an authority on relationship because I wrote a book called I Suck at Relationships, so you don't have to. And I genuinely apologize to Taylor and Travis and his family. And I hope that they live happily ever after in a very healthy relationship.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.